Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Your Part, God's Part, was written by Leslie Coe. When my friend Janice was asked to manage her department at work after just a few years, she felt overwhelmed. Praying over it, she felt God was prompting her to accept the appointment, but still, she feared she couldn't cope with the responsibility. How can I lead with so little experience? She asked God. Why put me here if I'm going to be a failure? Later, Janice was reading about God's call on Abram in Genesis 12 and noted that his part was to go to the land God will show you. So Abram went. This was a radical move because nobody uprooted like this in the ancient world. But God was asking him to trust him by leaving everything he knew behind, and he would do the rest. Identity? You'll be a great nation. Provision? I'll bless you. Reputation? A great name. Purpose? You'll be a blessing to all peoples on earth. He made some big mistakes along the way, but by faith, Abraham obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. This realization took a big burden off Janice's heart. I don't have to worry about succeeding at my job, she told me later. I just have to focus on trusting God to enable me to do the work. As God provides the faith we need, may we trust Him with all our lives. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring, I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there, he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out and continued toward the Negev. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we want to surrender to you our fears and worries about succeeding in our roles and responsibilities that you've given us. Please help us to do our part as you do yours. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.